gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. Heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station, this is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats, and I know that for a fact, than with Lickin' Lap. And if you want your cats to do those special treats or do things that you want them to do, I guarantee you if you tease them with Lickin' Lap, you'll have them do almost anything. So you can find Lickin' Lap or even Purr Sticks at Vitacraft.us, in pet stores, or you can order them at Walmart.com. Also, good pets foods, natural supplements, and treats that your dog will love. If you go to their website and enter the promo code PETS, you'll get 10% off your order at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen to us at TalkinPets.com Live. And you can also say, Alexa, CRN4, tune in. This is Talkin' Pets.
Death's arms around me as I struggle for my life, and I could see death's angels waiting there just to claim me for his bride. But in that hour of desperation, I almost lost my mind, but somehow
if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend that you may want to check out at the box office. Number one, go figure, it's Halloween season, so Terrifier 3 is number one at the box office. It opened up with $27 million. The Wild Robot, that actually is $92 million so far, and it's been out in the theaters for 3 weeks. I actually did watch it last night. And it's a cute film. There's a lot of animals in it, all kinds of animated animals. It doesn't seem to have the humor that a lot of the other films have, and I think that's one thing that I missed out of it. But it is cute. Beetlejuice, another good movie to watch during Halloween season, made $279 million in 6 weeks. Also, Joker, Folie à Deux, has made $54 million in 2 weeks. Not quite doing as well as they thought it would, considering that it's, you know, got Lady Gaga in it as well.
I know.
It's a good movie. I liked it. It's not as good as the first one, but it was still pretty good. Piece by Piece, I'm not really sure what that one is, but it's made $5.5 million in its opening week. So those were your top five movies. I actually got to screen one film, and Michael, can we play that one song from the movie, The Name? It's the second one down, and I want to play. That was one of the, this is one of the songs from the movie. It's The Name?
The Name? Okay, let's find it for you.
It's at the second one down on your list there, at, from the top of the list, that you were supposed to open with. This is from the movie that I'm going to talk about.
Thick skin, but I'm hollow, made up of broken parts. Got a body, but it's borrowed, with a shadow for a heart. Is this how my story's told?
One of the songs from the movie Smile 2, and I have to admit, I actually liked it. Paramount Pictures put it out. That is actually Naomi Scott. She plays Sky Riley in the film, but the music in the film, like that song, personally, I loved it. And there's a lot of, there's some dancing in the movie, there's music in the dancing, or there's music in the movie, and songs like that, which are phenomenal. And as for the scariness and the horror of the movie, it's there, but a good friend of mine, Chip, that's also a movie critic, he did mention one thing when we were walking out, and it's like he wanted to know the origin of the smile. And we didn't actually get to discover what the origin is in the first smile, and not even in the second smile. So that is something that's missed. So
I just watched the first one.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I... It kept my interest, but I wouldn't write home about it. You know,
yeah, this one. I don't remember a lot of the first one, but this one I actually liked it. I didn't love it, but I really liked it, and I do recommend it. And if you like the music like Michael just played,
great.
There's a lot of that music in there, and she's got a phenomenal voice. So there's dance and there's theater kind of things in it, but then there's the scary parts where you don't want to walk up to someone with that weird smile, and because you never know what you're going to get hit with afterwards.
Yeah, so, I found it rather disturbing watching the first one. So
yeah, it's like you don't want anybody to smile at you anymore.
Yeah, so, I know.
But that'd be a terrible world if that was the case. But if you want to read my reviews, go to talkinpets.com, TALKINPets.com. And you can read the reviews there on all the films that I review. I don't know why my cat is headbutting my chair, but oh, now she's smiling at me. That could be.
Well,
a bad
at least
sign.
You're not being stared at by a 150-pound German Rottweiler who's going, "I know you have a treat up there for me. I know you do, Mom."
Well, Shadow's like in glory that you're not sitting in her chair, Jilly.
Well, tell her I might be there in January, so she better hold on to her little paw mittens.
Look out. I mean, my cat, my black cat, gets so possessive during studio and showtime. She's always in here, and it's her way or the highway.
Always.
And if you're watching this, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You'll see her jump up on my lap from time to time, or else you'll see an arm climbing up from underneath my desk, that Shadow. But you can also listen to us on Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, and you can listen on our website, talkinpets.com, and go there and just click on the Listen Live button. And you can listen also to archive shows. Go to the gallery, and they're all there as well. So, but we want to hear from you guys. We're open to your training questions and your behavior questions at 818- 818-6401. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. We're going to play Name That Animal Sound soon. And if you know what the animal sound is, you can win a prize. But we're going to continue on with Miss Jilly when we come back out of this break. And Miss Jilly's going to read us a story.
Yeehaw.
So stay tuned for that. Are you ready for that, Miss Jilly?
Oh, yes, darling. I'm always ready.
All right. Well, once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And we want to hear from you. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who...
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a 2-night, 3-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
China has removed more giant pandas from the wild than it has released. And no cubs born in American or European zoos have ever been released back into the wild. The giant panda status has changed from endangered to vulnerable on the International Union of Conservation of Nature Red List of Threatened Species. This is due to a number of factors, including the population growth. The wild giant panda population has almost doubled from about 1,100 in the 1980s to about 1,900 today. Protected areas. The protected areas for giant pandas has expanded from 1.39 million hectares to 2.58 million hectares since 2012. The Giant Panda National Park, established in 2021, covers over 22,000 square kilometers and is home to about 72% of the wild giant panda population. Habitat improvements. China has made efforts to keep their habitats integrated, expand giant pandas' habitats, and replant bamboo forests. However, pandas are still at risk. Some threats to pandas include infrastructure development, which includes dams, roads, and railways that are fragmenting and isolating panda populations. Forest loss. Forest loss reduces pandas' access to the bamboo they need to survive. Harvesting. People harvest bamboo, gather firewood, and collect medicinal herbs from the panda's mountainous forest. Tourism. The construction of tourist facilities and the increasing number of tourists in the forest is disturbing pandas and their habitats. And last, poaching. While poaching has declined, pandas may still get caught accidentally in snares set for other animals. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
I myself am very, very fond of Asian cultures. I know, whatever do you mean? I get a lot of questions about this panda bear hat here. You know, Joe, why do you like pandas so much? Joe, where did the panda hat come from? Joe, do you wear it in the shower? Yes, I do, but the biggest question I get is why do you love panda bears so much? And that answer is really simple. I love pandas because they're black and white, just like the world. And I got this hat at the Beijing Zoo in China because I went to China for a little while, and I learned some really interesting things about panda bears. Do you guys want to hear some panda bear facts?
Yes!
Oh, right, I didn't even have to go all right. So here's an interesting fact about panda bears. Everyone knows panda bears eat bamboo, but what you might not know is that they only eat one type of bamboo at a time, meaning they'll be eating one type of bamboo, and then they'll suddenly just stop, and the zookeeper will have to frantically search for the other type of bamboo that the panda bear will eat before it literally starves itself to death. They're the most self-genocidal animal I've ever seen. It's like they've reached the peak of panda bear cuteness, and they're just waiting to ascend to heaven, to a nice black and white heaven. The other thing about panda bears is they refuse to reproduce. They're like trying to go extinct. And so the way that they got pandas to reproduce is they showed them videos of other panda bears mating. That's right. Pandas are addicted to panda porn. But that's not really that weird. That could happen to anybody.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818 818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So if you got a training question or a behavior question, the lines are open. So it's 818-818-6401, and Jilly's in the house, and we want to talk to you.
Let the games begin!
So we're going to play Name That Animal Sound. If you can tell us what creature makes this sound, you can win a prize. And we have dog books, cat books, we have a turtle pendant, it's a piece of jewelry. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets in four different colors. And we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. No, it's not a murder CD. It's actually a CD about reptiles. We do have from Vitacraft. You can go at Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks. Those are the ones that you rip apart and give to your cats. We also have a threefold, which is Daily Probiotic, Multivitamin, and Hip and Joint Plus from Good Pets Foods. Those are supplement treats for your dogs. And we do have an Easy Walk No Pull Harness for a petite dog, petite small, so something about 10 pounds. So if you have a 10-pound dog, you can go with that. It comes in black, and silver is the color. If you can identify what creature makes this sound. So what creature makes that sound? If you know what it is, then pick up the phone and give us a call, and you could be a winner of one of the prizes. So if you won a certain prize in the last 60 days, then pick something else that you have not won. But if you are incorrect, you may hear something like,
I keep pitching them and you keep missing them.
Something like that, if you're wrong. But if you're right, you'll hear... something like that. If you don't know what you're doing, the weird man in the corner. So, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, if you know what creature makes this sound. What makes that sound? 818-818-6401. You'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets. So, Jilly.
Yes, darling.
So, dogs, cats, animals always express stress. When they're stressed out, you can pretty much tell. For cats, mostly you can't tell because they're usually hiding under the bed or something. But for your dog, a lot of times they'll cower in like a crate or in a corner or somewhere off on their own. And it could be anything from fireworks to thunder, maybe even trick-or-treaters showing up at your front door.
Oh, yes. I've seen several different things. They can tell you with their body language by, like you said, cowering, or even if they try to hide under something but they're too big, they'll put their head underneath it and think that they're hiding, even though you can still plainly see their giant body. They'll tell you with their tails, tucked between their legs, or they'll curl up in a ball and hide their snout like underneath their tail between their back legs. And then some of them will just shake and shiver like an earthquake is in their body. There's so many different things. And then, unfortunately, some of them become aggressive with fear. Those are the signs that you really need to be careful of.
You know, it's amazing because years ago when CBD came out for pets, it's everywhere now. And it's in everything. But
you need to be careful where you're getting it from, and you need to be careful of the potency, and you need to make sure that you are letting your veterinarian or a schooled person who is distributing it to you know the size and what your dog is going through so they're giving you the right product.
100%.
Yes, because even with humans, how they have all these different derivatives of things, the same thing is happening to dogs, and some will cause more anxiety and not less. So to be aware what you're giving your dog.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. If you know what animal or what creature makes that sound, pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, and you can win a prize.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, It's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Malaysian authorities have uncovered human remains within a colossal 18-foot-long crocodile, suspected to have caused the tragic death of a young girl in Sarawak. The local community was left in shock following the event where the reptile pulled 6-year-old Cecilia underwater as she was swimming with her family. As the massive predator dragged Cecilia into the river, her sister and grandfather could do nothing but watch in despair. Despite the frantic efforts, the strength and speed of the crocodile rendered any rescue attempts futile. In response to the attack, an urgent search operation was initiated by the Sarawak Forest Corporation. Within the following days, they captured two enormous crocodiles, one 17 feet and the other 18 feet long. These crocodiles, among the largest ever caught in the region, necessitated the use of a tugboat and a crane for their transportation ashore. Wildlife specialists conducted autopsies on the captured reptiles. The larger of the two was found to contain human remains within its stomach. A report from the Daily Mail stated that teeth, bones, and coins were discovered inside the crocodile's stomach. The remains, believed to be Cecile's, were forwarded to Malaysia's Department of Chemistry for forensic examination. Residents are being urged by local authorities to be extraordinarily careful when near bodies of water where crocodiles are known to reside. Sarawak, recognized for its lush forests and abundant biodiversity, has experienced a recent surge in crocodile attacks. This rise in incidents has sparked concerns regarding the region's increasing saltwater crocodile population. Although named for their saltwater habitats, these reptiles often venture into freshwater rivers and lakes when hunting for food. In a parallel incident, a 54-year-old woman in Indonesia met a similar end in August when she was attacked by a crocodile during a river swim. Like in Cecilia's case, human remains were discovered within the crocodile after it was captured. Local news outlets reported that the reptile was seen consuming the woman's body prior to the arrival of authorities, who subsequently killed the reptile. The occurrence of these events underscores the lethal threat that large crocodiles present in regions where they live in close proximity to human populations. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
A Louisiana woman is accused of committing a reprehensible act of cruelty that left an innocent puppy with severe injuries. According to the St. Charles Parish Sheriff's Office, on October 7th, 51-year-old Tammy Villon tethered a puppy to a car's side mirror with a rope and started driving. In a news release, it was said the authorities recount the horrific incident.
At approximately 2 o'clock p.m. on October 7, 2024, deputies received a report about a gray vehicle dragging a dog down Bradwell Street in Luling. Upon arrival, deputies spoke to a witness who described the incident. The witness saw a gray vehicle driving on Bradwell Street towards River Road, with a dog being dragged by a makeshift rope. The witness and a bystander got the driver's attention, stopped the vehicle, freed the dog, and brought it to safety. Against all odds, the puppy survived the dragging, but she suffered significant injuries over much of her body. Since the devastating incident, the puppy has undergone surgery for a deep knee laceration, and she is receiving laser treatments to help repair the abrasions that cover her body. Villon was arrested on a charge of aggravated animal cruelty, which is a felony, and booked into jail on a $100,000 bond. This is an outrageous evil, monstrous, an act of cruelty that left an innocent puppy with devastating injuries, extreme pain, and suffering she should never have been forced to endure. Please sign the petition today and help Animal Victory fight for justice. Sign the petition at animalvictory.org. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
So, Michael, were you freaking out on that song? Were you thinking, like, that's not the way it was supposed to sound? Because that is the way it was supposed to sound.
At first, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was kind of the eeriness of that song. It was... What do you think about that, Jilly? What is wrong with people? Why would a woman tie a puppy up to a side view mirror and drag the puppy down the street?
There's something psychologically and eminently completely wrong with this woman, and she should be treated the same way. Sorry, eye for an eye.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just the one thing I could say about things like this now is that, thankfully, you know, we've been on the air for 34 years doing Talking Pets, and in the old days, you would never get jail, you would never be fined, you might get a slap on the wrist, if you even got that, for abuse of an animal. Now, like I said in the story, there's a $100,000 fine, there's jail time, it's considered a felony.
You can never own another
people
animal
still
ever
do
again.
It.
Yes, you cannot, you know, have animals anywhere in your vicinity, which is wonderful. And even the story that we... I think it was last hour that we did, that now they're actually prosecuting these people and plants who are, you know, hurting animals, even though they're going in for processing. That doesn't give you the right to torture an animal.
Right.
It just doesn't give you a right. And that they're serving jail time is stupendous. I love it.
You know, the thing that I always look at it this way, and I know people will disagree with me, and you have the right to disagree if that's the way you feel, but... like you just said, even with farm animals, factory farms or whatever, even though those animals are meant to be consumed, Why do you want to torture them and put them through all the pain before that happens? I mean, what would it be like for you? I mean, okay, I'm a horror movie fan. I love horror movies. But if you look at something like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, now, that was my first college paper. I went from high school right to college that summer. And I wrote my first paper about a movie such as the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which was true, which actually happened, where people were cut up by chainsaws in different, you know, and just mutilated.
Great movie. Was awesome movie.
But, and that's the original back in the 70s. But yeah. When you look at that in terms of reality, that was a movie that was made to be the effect of a movie, but it was a true story. So, but the thing is that look at these. It did. It terrified me as well. And even the ones that came after it, because they made it a franchise that went on and on and on. But the thing is that does happen to people. So think of the fear you would have if someone came after you with a chainsaw. Now think of your animal.
There are so many people who poo-poo on other countries, and they say if you steal, we'll cut your hand off. Is that really the worst idea? And I'm not trying to get political or anything, but if people knew that the consequences were just as bad for them as what they did to that poor, defenseless animal, perhaps it wouldn't happen so much.
Perhaps. But then again, you have a woman like this that, you know, doesn't even take into the effect that she can go to jail. She could be fined a lot of money. I mean, and you know what the thing is it could have been, we don't know the whole story, it could have been on drugs. That was like that whole thing that got blown out of proportion, which I heard somewhere that they knew what they were doing, but about people eating cats and dogs in Ohio. God. There was a story of a woman that did kill a cat and eat it in front of people, but that was a woman that was on meth. She was on heavy drugs, and she actually did that. But then people went with the story and made it into immigrants and the whole other thing. We all know what happened out there. But the thing is that sometimes you don't know what to believe. You don't know what is real and what is not real. But people on, you know, that are doing drugs, they never know what's real or what's not. So, and they may do things that they don't realize they're even doing. And maybe that was the case with this woman dragging the puppy. Or maybe not. Maybe it was just a very evil person that has no respect for anybody beyond herself. So, and that's sad. That's not the way the world is supposed to be. But on a lighter note,
if you have to have a license to drive a car, you should have to have a license to own an animal.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I do agree with that.
Period.
But this is the animal sound. If you know what it is, call and you can win a prize. Just think Halloween. That should give it away. 818-818-6401. Actually, that sound reminds me of a movie as well.
I know. That's what I was going to say, but I didn't want to give it away.
Well, it reminds me of a couple movies. One would be with my friend Tippi Hedren, The Birds from Alfred Hitchcock. But the other one is one of my favorite movies, which was Jeepers Creepers.
Great movie.
Yes. If you haven't seen the Jeepers Creepers movies, the first one and the second one, you need to see it. The ones after that so far, that they made another one, it was horrible. But the first two are really good. But you'll see certain creature, and it is a bird, obviously. But what bird is it? 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call, and we're open to your training questions and your behavior questions. But, you know, one of the things that we do with the show is we not only play games once in a while, we not only put out information, we talk to different people and celebrities come on and organizations and authors and all, but we also like to entertain. So hopefully at times we inform you, but we also make you laugh as well. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. What bird makes that sound? We want to know. Think Halloween. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
Is this Thriller?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Thriller. Thriller. It's such a great song.
No, I'm an October Halloween awesome fun watching movies.
Me too.
I love it.
It's my month. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break, and we want to talk with you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
On today's Lifestyle Minute, Christy Kolsky talks about how IBM is bringing tennis to life for fans through new AI-driven technologies.
AI is transforming many industries, and sports is no different. We've been partners with the USTA for more than 30 years, really helping them stay on the cutting edge of innovation for their digital platforms. And this year, we're really excited to bring the power of generative AI to help enhance the fan experience. Fans want more than just scores and stats. They're looking for deeper insights and content about their favorite players. They're looking for more personalization. We always have the top stars and celebrities of the sports. Every player at the U.S. Open has a home country, has a fan base, and they want deeper content and more content about their favorite players, too. We're introducing a solution called Match Reports, using AI to generate match summaries within minutes. This is quickly published through internal tools to USTA editors to review it, approve it, and then publish it out on the digital platform.
For more information, go to ibm.com/sports.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Americans plan to spend about $700 million on Halloween costumes for their pets this year, according to the National Retail Federation. That remains steady with previous years, the organization reports. Consistent with last year, total spending on adult costumes is expected to reach $1.8 billion, while spending on children's costumes is anticipated to hit $1.3 trillion. The leading source of costume inspirations continue to be online searches, 38%, within a retail store or a costume shop at 28%, and friends and family at 20%. Popular costumes for pets include a pumpkin, which is 10%, a hot dog, 6%, a bat at 4%, a ghost at 3%, and a bumblebee at 3%. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news. And join our Facebook family at Talking Pets. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
So we want to know, what is that creature's sound? And we're going to go out to San Diego, California, and we're going to speak with Ed. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
We're not doing too bad. Are you all ready for Halloween?
I am, even my pets.
Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
Well, my wife and I live up in the mountains, so we don't get a ton of them, but, you know, we get a fair share.
You know, I don't get as many as I used to. I remember it used to be like busloads of kids would show up at my front door, but now they go to the southern region where it's more wealthier and the bigger fancier
yeah.
homes.
that's very true.
Yes. So dealing with Halloween, what is this?
I'm going to say that's a crow.
I would say that you're 100% correct. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, trick or treat, what would you like to go with? We have the Good Pets Foods, the treat supplements for your dogs. We do have the turtle pendant. We have cat treats if you have cats, lick and lap or purr sticks. Or you can go with the CD about reptiles. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. I've got a no-pull harness, but it's for a small breed dog, about 10 pounds. So you're talking like Chihuahua, Pomeranian. And I think that was it. What do you think? Oh, and I do I do have a calendar left for 2025, and it is called Cats on Catnip.
Oh, that would be great, because we have two cats and a bulldog. That would be great.
All right. Well, you got the Cats on Catnip calendar coming to you.
Okay. That sounds great.
It's enjoyable.
Yes, I love your show. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you, Ed. Oh, I appreciate that. And give a big shout-out to San Diego for us.
We love you for listening.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much. Ed, stay on the line and speak with Sydney, and we'll get your address there, and we'll ship that out to you.
Sounds good. Take care.
That's Ed out there in San Diego. He is the winner, so he didn't have to hear like anything bad. Like, you know, sometimes we might hit them with something that's a little bit on the not-so-friendly side.
You know, someday I gotta learn ventriloquism. You'd make a great dummy.
So he didn't have to hear that because, well, maybe he heard it, but it wasn't about him because he guessed it correctly. And I don't know if my girl Leba is still holding on, but Leba, are you still with us? Okay, so we don't have Leba. Well, hi, Leba. I want to give you a shout-out anyway. Leba's in Greenwich, Connecticut.
We love her. Hey, Leba. She's awesome.
But, yeah, KCBQ out there in San Diego, AM 1170 and FM 96.1, and that's what Ed's listening to out there in San Diego. So a big shout-out to those guys. And, of course, my buddy Steve there. But once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401,
818-818-6401. Jilly, is it? Have you been in your mountain home for? You've been there for a year now, or have you not?
Oh, it was 2 years, August 25th.
Wow.
So a little over 2 years.
Time flies by, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. We actually had our first, well, I can't call it snow because it didn't end up in my yard, but I look at the Appalachian Trail leading up to the top of Roan, which is the tallest, Roan Mountain is the tallest mountain in Tennessee, in East Tennessee, and it's covered in snow. And I got so excited when I was hiking. I'm like, yay, it's here.
You don't miss, like, the beaches or anything of Tampa Bay? You like the snow?
What? No, the filthy beaches and the traffic? No. No, I don't. And the crowds? No. No, honey, I don't. And because I can come anytime I want. You know, I'm hoping to come in January. I'm just waiting to find out that my friend's house that I can stay at with my Rottweiler is still intact. Because he's coming with me if I'm leaving.
That's cool.
For a couple weeks. Yeah.
That's cool. Well, one of the reasons why I was going to ask you, because I know you're up on the mountain and everything, kind of like Ed in San
yes.
Diego, he said he was in a desolate area, kind of up in the mountains. And do you get trick-or-treaters at your house?
Oh, no, 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 no. It's too dangerous. And not just because of the houses are too far apart because everybody owns acreage, but the wildlife. Bears.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Wolves. Mountain lions. It goes on. What they do in the small towns up here, which is very lovely, is because there's a billion churches. You know, that's the way it is up here. And they have, every church gets together and they do a trick-or-treat thing where everybody, you know, they park their cars around the parking lot in a big circle, or they make a little, like, haunted little thing with the cars, and everybody opens their trunks and you go from car to car to get your treats. That way children are safe.
But, I mean, I see a lot of that going on now where, you know, they're not out on the streets and, you know, going door to door because you never know who's going to answer that door. It is a little scary. You know, when we were kids, it was razor blades and the apples and stuff like that. Now it's just a lot of weird people. So you do got to be careful when your kids are out there. And I don't recommend taking your pet with you because it could be a really bad experience for them.
Leave your pets at home.
Yeah, it'll stress them out. Hey, by the way, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you are looking to adopt a pet, please, please, please go to your shelter or rescue and get one there. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
And thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Bye, y'all.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
These opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.